Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to the Women Truckers Network, the first trucking radio program hosted by real women truckers. The Real Women in Trucking is a 501c6 driver organization whose mission it is to deliver highway safety through leadership, mentorship, education, and advocacy. You can learn more about becoming a member at www.realwomenintrucking.org.
Are you searching for a job with excellent pay and benefits? How about freedom, changing scenery, and a stable, award-winning company? I've got the answer, Holland. My name is Mel Clark, and I've been a truck driver with Holland for almost 12 years. As a city driver, my day starts working the dock, then I start my deliveries and pickups throughout the city. I've wanted to be a truck driver since I was 14 years old. I saw the trucks were going somewhere exciting, and I wanted to go too. Every single item you own or will own has shown up on a truck at some point, and I'm a valued member of a team that provides the crucial service of transporting these items. Trucking isn't just a man's job anymore. Holland challenges the stereotypes of women drivers. Women can drive the trucks just as well as the men, get paid the same as the men, and succeed same as the men. We all work together to get the job done. It's drivers helping drivers to continually get better. Everyone has continued to help and teach me, and because of that, I have better learned how to handle problems and deal with customers. There's a camaraderie among not only Holland drivers, but with our customers and other freight workers in the area. We're all a team working toward one goal of moving freight safely. Truck driving is what I choose to do. It works for me, and I've had a rewarding career. When I come home at the end of the day, I'm proud of the job I've done and what I've accomplished. I make good money. I have a lot of friends. I've put in the hard work and have earned respect. I'm a Holland driver, and I want to encourage you to join our team. If driving for a company that pays 100% of your health insurance and offers great pay, overtime, and union benefits is of interest to you, apply at hollandregional.com/careers.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Desiree from Real Women in Trucking, and you're listening to the Women Truckers Network Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to be uploading a podcast today from Carolyn O'Byrne that was recorded a few weeks ago on spring cleaning for your emotional and physical well-being. I just want to make a couple announcements first. We've got a couple events that we're planning. A NASCAR camp out for November of 2017. We have an event notification on our Facebook page, Real Women in Trucking. And so far, it's shaping up to be that it is going to be free truck parking. You buy your own tickets. You can camp out in your truck. So it's going to be Veterans Day weekend. Get a load to Arizona, and you know, you'll be sitting there anyway, so you might as well come have fun with your fellow drivers and watch NASCAR. There is going to be a VIP option. We're putting those packages together right now. If you want to have the VIP experience, it's going to give you a pit pass, access to a hospitality tent, and it will include your tickets for the race. We should be having that information up shortly, but if you want to keep in contact as those plans develop, those packages develop, go ahead and like our Facebook page, Real Women in Trucking, and check out the event so that you can follow us for new events that come up. We are also coming to GATS, and we have a couple different things going on. Idella is going to be having her doggy park, Idella's Puppy Paradise, that she's working on at the TA Petro truck parking community. And it looks like we may have a booth and perhaps another event, a round table or a discussion. And we will be letting you know more information on that shortly. Another thing that I'm going to be putting up on our blog later today is regarding wage theft of truck drivers. I don't know if you follow me on Twitter or not, but there's a few tags that I follow on Twitter that are campaigns or movements talking about wage theft in many different industries. The tags are Fight for 15, Good Jobs Nation, and Port Driver Union. So a lot of you drivers are aware that we are exempt from the Fair Labor Standards Act. FLSA is the acronym. But some of the states have made steps to modernize the way truck drivers are paid in order to protect them from unfair pay practices. California, Oregon, and Washington are some of the states that have made strides to protect truck drivers from unpaid working time and unpaid meal and rest breaks. Even if you work for a carrier that's not based in one of those states, if you are hired for one of these mega fleets from one of those states, you might be losing out on unpaid wages, back wages that you're entitled to have. So I want to give you an example. In Washington State right now, there has a Facebook page that has been created called Washington Truck Driver Rights. The link for that Facebook page is going to be going up on our blog. The page was created by the law firm of India Bodine of Tacoma, Washington, to make truck drivers aware of some significant cases and to sign up new clients who are Washington-based line haul drivers for companies like Walmart and YRC. This firm is also seeking clients for CR England drivers and some other companies that pay by the mile or percentage of the load. Driver in Washington State, you should find out if you're owed money. You can fill out a contact form with the link that we're going to be putting up on the blog that goes to the law firm of India Bodine's website. Fraud. You know, a lot of drivers are aware that numerous national carriers have lease truck programs that have misled individuals into these independent owner-operator lease programs in their home states. And we know that, you know, a lot of us know that you're kind of set up to fail. Covenant Transport and U.S. Express in Tennessee, Swift and Knight in Arizona. There's several others, you know, of CR England, CRST. There's tons of them. But if you know someone or if you have been yourself an owner-operator in the state and you were told in writing, that's a big thing, if you were told in writing that you would make $40,000 to $45,000 per year, but found you were making more like $17,000 to $20,000 after you paid for your fuel, your insurance, maintenance, escrow, etc., I encourage you to contact the law firm of Ackerman and Tillageff. Again, if you have it in writing, I want to reemphasize that because a lot of drivers will sign these contracts with not even getting it in writing. They sign online and they don't get a copy of the contract. Please get a copy of these contracts. With regards to the fraud in these lease programs and the unpaid rest breaks for truck drivers based in Washington State, you know, these states have taken steps to modernize the way that truck drivers are paid, but the industry is still legitimizing them, cheating the drivers. So I'm asking you to help your fellow drivers by making them aware of law firms like that of India Bodine and of Ackerman and Tillageff who are fighting for truck drivers. Don't forget to send a contact request form with the link on our blog site. I'm going to put it in our resource page too. There's just so many deceptive trade practices going on and false advertising, and we're just asking you drivers to help get the word out that, you know, other states are not going to move forward if they're seeing that these states who have tried to modernize truck driver wages are being defeated. It's really up to us to inform our fellow drivers that they do have rights and they need to fight for them. So the way you can help us do that is by educating your fellow drivers that there are law firms that will fight for their rights. You can also help by following other industry fair wage social media movements and read up on how widespread the problem of employer wage theft really is. And you can help by sharing our social media posts from Real Women in Trucking and Ask the Trucker. that are related to modernizing truck driver wages and upcoming class action lawsuits against major fleets like Walmart, YRC, CR England, Covenant Transport, and others. That is a great way that we can all start working together to defeat this problem. I'm going to get ready now to play spring cleaning for emotional and physical well-being after these commercials. Thank you.
My son and I were driving through Oklahoma City, had the radio on, and a guy comes on the radio, "Hey, anybody want any underage girls?"
This one, she didn't even look 13, 14 years old. She had a little mini skirt on.
A 14-year-old, 15-year-old. She's not doing this on her own accord.
You have to wonder who's behind them.
They have a pimp or whatever you want to call them, trafficker.
Sex trafficking is a form of modern-day slavery. It's when traffickers are using force, fraud, or coercion to compel an individual to engage in commercial sex. And traffickers are not only exploiting the victims, but they're also exploiting these locations. Everything from commercial front brothels to residential brothels to hotels and motels, to truck stops, to street-based prostitution. A lot of exploitation is happening online. That's where a lot of the connections are being made.
Nobody wakes up and says, "Gosh, I'd really like to sell myself on the streets today." That is something that is being directed by the victimizer, by the trafficker.
Here we are, you know, I'm 15 years old, my cousin's 14, and we're here at a truck stop, you know, being forced to work it, you know, and we're young girls, terrified out of our minds.
Trucking industry is in a unique position because they actually will be in locations that pimps will bring in their victims.
Truckers Against Trafficking is a grassroots organization. It comes alongside the trucking industry, recognizing that they're the eyes and ears of our nation's highways. They're in places that most people aren't, and that they can recognize potential victims of human trafficking more than the rest of us.
You're talking about a really highly trained group of individuals that are seeing trafficking. They know where to report it. They're reporting it right away. And as a result, we have seen countless victims who've been recovered by law enforcement.
When we talk about who's driving change in this area, we have to talk about the American trucking industry.
Thank God what saved me was that truck driver that called in and said, "Hey, you know, this is whoever at the truck stop, you know, and we have some girls out here that look pretty young."
Oh, that trucker. The one that made that phone call, boy, I owe him a lot. And if he ever sees this, thank you, thank you, thank you.
A team truck driver with my husband Bob.
I've been a 16-year veteran of over-the-road truck driving.
I've been driving for 26 years.
And I am a trucker against trafficking.
And I'm a trucker against trafficking.
I'm a trucker against trafficking.
And I am a trucker against trafficking.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Truckers Network Wednesday Wellness Show with our coach, Carolyn O'Byrne, author of the great book, Gut Health, written with truckers in mind. Check out her website, www.lifecoachservice.net. All statements made during these calls are suggestions only and are not meant to be medical advice. We would also like to thank our sponsors that can be found on our website, www.realwomenintrucking.org. We would also like to remind you that Rick Ash will again, for the third year, be securing the mammogram trailer in conjunction with the Landstar Health and Wellness Pavilion for the Great American Truck Show in Dallas, Texas, August 25th, 26th, and 27th, 2017. He has requested anyone planning to get their mammogram to please make your reservation for the screening. please call area code 214-820-3040. To donate, visit our website at www.onramptohealth.org for more information, or go directly to our GoFundMe page at www.gofundme.com/GATS-mammogram-fundraiser-2017. The Landstar Health Pavilion will be offering the following free screenings, and there's one paid announcement in this. They're offering height, weight, BMI and blood pressure testing, prostate exams, blood sugar testing, hemoglobin A1C testing, lung volume testing, vascular ventral testing, kidney function analysis, nutrition screening, chiropractor exams and minor adjustments, diabetes education, eye acuity and color blindness testing, and this is the good one, DOT physical exams for $59. And I'm also told that in addition to this, they will give you a pre-screen for that physical DOT just in case you've got a problem. Then no records go to the government, the state, or whatever, and you have an option to get that straightened up before you take your DOT physical. They're also screening for sleep apnea, pulse oxygen screening, bone marrow donor registration drive, and this is the third year for that, a blood drive, which is the eighth year for this, and the mammograms where there is financial assistance available if you have no insurance. So with that, does anyone else have announcements? I guess if not, then with further ado, please welcome Coach Carolyn O'Byrne. Thank you, Carolyn. Have at it.
Thank you very much, Miss Sandy. Welcome to the call. I'm so glad you're here today. And I'm an author, a colon hydrotherapist, and a life coach, and I work with drivers and their families. And I love educating. I love talking about anything that can help you in a forward direction. And like she said, you can find me at lifecoachservice.net, me, my information, or my book. And by the way, May 11th is a Thursday. I will be at the Memphis Loves to meet some drivers, to sell my books, do a book signing, promote the Mats to Gats health and wellness program. So if you don't already know that, please check it out. So let's get started. We usually think of ourselves in the physical state, yet all of our physical stems from our emotional state, from the look on our face to the way we stand, our habits, maybe even the way we eat. And by addressing this state of our mind, we address our physical too. Spring cleaning our mind can not only help us with our emotional and physical, it can help us with our surroundings. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, is spring cleaning ourselves, spring cleaning our emotional state, our physical state, and maybe even possibly our surroundings, like declutter. That's one of my things. So I'm going to be preaching to the choir on this one when I'm talking about declutter, which will be closer at the end. I've got my own stories about that. So how do we do this? How do we spring clean our mind, spring clean our physical health, spring clean our surroundings? Awareness. If any one of you has followed me in any amount, you have heard me say this word many times, because it applies to all of the areas of us wanting to improve upon ourselves. Awareness is the first step, being aware of something in our life that we want to change. Then we need to find out how to do it. So when we know this, we have to decide, is it worth it? Is being where we want to be worth the effort that it's going to take to get there. I'm going to repeat that because I really want this concept to soak in. Is being where we want to be worth the effort that it's going to take to get there? If it is, and I hope it is, then make a decision to do it and don't let anything get in your way, even your own mind. Think of the things that you need to spring clean in your life, the things that you need to get out of the way to be able to reach your destination. Let's talk about weight loss. And the reason I'm picking on weight loss first is because very recently I did something that I have never done before, something that I didn't even think of doing before. And if I had thought of it, I would have thought I would have not done it. And that is, I went through some old pictures and I found one of my extra weight pictures. And I took a picture of my picture and I posted it on Facebook. That takes a lot of guts. And so since that's kind of fresh on my mind, I'm going to use that as our first example. So what do you need to spring clean out of your emotions to get started with your weight loss? People don't think of weight loss being the state of our emotions. They think, well, it's physical, it's what I need to do. But where the weight gain comes in is how we think about life, how we think about or how we don't think about eating. Maybe we're eating based on what we've always done. Whether it's right or wrong, we've always done it that way, and that's the way we're continuing. And by doing it that way, we've gained weight or we've lost health, our health has diminished. Does anyone want to give their own example? Because I've got my own example, but I'm open for any concerns or comments or questions on anything I've said so far or that particular subject.
Well, I think women.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, go.
I think as women, we're highly prone to emotional eating. We tend to be the gendered, you know, addresses emotions more so than males. And, you know, sometimes you can't always do things about that. And it just kind of, you know, downward spirals into emotional eating.
And it seems that we can't do something about it. We may not can do something about the situations that are happening in our life, but we can do something about how we are perceiving those situations. We can respond to the situation instead of reacting to it. And many, many times it seems so much easier to react than to respond. And what I mean by that reaction is that part of our mind that we go back to that we've always, like I said, we've always done it that way. Something triggers it and it causes anger or sadness or frustration or any kind of negative thought. And instead of going back to that and reacting to the way that we've done it before, we can respond to it. And what I mean by that is thinking it through, thinking it logically through. Okay, this is what's going on. And logically, how should I be reacting to this? It's something hurtful or something, whatever it is. If I react to it in a good way, it's going to help me go forward. If I react to it in a negative way, I'm just going to go right back into that old circle that I was in before. So, yeah, and that's so much easier said than done. And I think pretty sure that we do have one man on this call. And thank you for being here, Tom. But women do tend to be more emotional than guys do. But that's not across the board. Sometimes it's opposite. Sometimes you've got a woman that's less emotional and a man that's more. But it is a tendency. You're exactly right. Thank you so much for adding your comments.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Just a short statement.
before you speak, please say, this is Idella. This is Tom. Please identify yourself before you start speaking so that we'll know who's talking. If you would, please. We've had a couple of more join in. All right. Take it away, Tom.
This is Tom Kirk. As the token man on this, I have maybe a little different viewpoint on a couple of things her just said. I don't know where it's men are less emotional, particularly when it comes to eating. I think is we tend to have a lot of different outlets under normal circumstances. I think back over my life, if I got upset or angry or frustrated, I might not outwardly show it, but that'd be when I'd go out into the woods and chop firewood or go do maybe mow the lawn or do something that gave me a physical outlet to de-stress. Because one of the things I always joke, particularly early in my marriage, is you can't stay mad when you're running a chainsaw for long. You know, you go outside, you split firewood, you cut wood, you do something very physical. It's hard to stay mad for any length of time. And I've noticed since I've become a truck driver, I won't say it's more that I'm more emotional. It's that a lot of the outlets that I used to have to relieve stress or relieve frustration are no longer there. And I heard another, actually, male driver say this the other day. When you're a driver, your outlets to relieve stress are very reduced. You can't get out and do certain kinds of physical activity like the way you've used to. You know, you can't go out and hang out with friends, drink alcohol, or do drugs, or whatever some people choose to do. Really, your only outlet left is food. And talking to a lot of male drivers that I've known over the years, when they start getting stressed or frustrated, they reach for that soda. They reach for that chicken fried steak with the extra helping of mashed potatoes, because no matter what goes on, food is the one constant for them that's always there. You know, there's a reason it's called comfort food, and there's a reason if you look at truck stop menus, they serve comfort food. So I think the emotional aspect, particularly with food, is just as strong for men as it is for women. It's just that we have a very traditionally, we may have had a very different way of dealing our emotions. And when you go into the trucking industry, the ways, the tools you may have learned the last 20 or more years are now all of a sudden thrown out the window. And what's the one constant that's almost at every truck stop? Food.
That's right. And it's not the good choices of food either.
Well, but there's, you know, this is Lori. And I understand what everybody's been saying about this topic, but one of the things that I think is so important for us is when we have those emotional outbursts to figure out a physical way to get it dealt with. You may not be able to run a chainsaw, and you're so true. It's kind of hard being pissed off with the chainsaw in your hand because you're tearing up stuff and it's or cutting something down. But exercise and meditation and I understand sometimes that doesn't seem like a plausible means, but we got to find another way. Even if nothing but shredding paper or something that just gets it, and that's kind of a younger physical activity that most people used to deal with when they were kids or whatnot. But just another way to vent out that frustration and whatnot. Because here's the thing, and this, I think Carolyn will get to this anyway, but in the end outcome, that's why the obesity rate is much higher, and also the inactivity and also the eating habits are getting us caught up with having diabetes behind the wheel from inactivity on our high knees all day and then no activity after that fact. Anyway, that's my opinion.
Thank you. Anybody else? Well, I'll give you my example. My example was I didn't really realize that I had an option. And I know that probably sounds dumb, but I had heard, this is before I knew better, I had heard of diets, diet pills, diet drinks, diet shakes, and maybe I had even tried a few that never worked. But for some reason, it never occurred to me that what I was eating and my activity level was 100% of everything. That's why I was overweight. I thought, well, maybe I'm just overweight just because my mom is overweight or my aunt is overweight and we're just overweight. But it was, I know that just sounds so elementary, and maybe I'm the only one that was that oblivious. I don't know. But I didn't realize that I really had an option. And that's one thing that I'm so passionate about, is to help others realize that they have an option. They do not have to have health issues. They don't have to have weight issues. They don't have to have emotional issues. And right now I'm picking on weight issues. But it's, if we have what we need to know, if we know the whys, that's when we can do something about it. So let me recap just a second. When I talked about earlier, we have to have the awareness, and then the next step is knowing what to do about it. And some people have the awareness and they know what to do about it, but they're not doing anything about it. And we'll hopefully get enough information on this call to help us to know how to implement what we learn. But that was just my old way of thinking. That was my old way of eating. And as soon as I figured that out, the weight started dropping off. I would lose 5 pounds here, and then I wouldn't lose weight for a while. I would kind of plateau for a little bit. Then maybe I'd lose 15 pounds, and then I'd plateau a little bit. But I never stopped. No matter what, I never stopped. And this happened over and over until I lost about 65 pounds. And I never starved. I never quit eating. I ate 3 meals a day. I probably had a few little snacks. But it's the quality of food and the choices that I made in my food. And then I made a conscious effort to make sure that I was doing something physical, some kind of physical activity. And I know it's so much harder with being in the truck. And it's so much harder being a woman in the truck, because you don't always feel safe in whatever parking lot you're in. You don't always feel like you're in an area that you could get out and walk around or get out and do some jumping jacks or whatever kind of exercise gets you moving. And sometimes you don't even have a big enough bunk to do a whole lot of moving around. But anything, get creative. Think of any kind of way that you can get your body moving. And I was so happy, because when I finally, going back to my story, when I finally figured out what I needed to do, I thought in order to lose weight, you had to starve yourself to death and be hungry and be miserable. And I never was. I was never hungry. I never felt deprived. Sure, do I love extra thick crust pizza with cheese in the crust and extra, extra, extra everything on top of it? Yes. Do I eat it? No, because that's not it. But I can fix things that are in substitute of that. It doesn't have to be that one thing that I was used to eating before, and probably eating a whole pizza by myself before. And if you want to see a picture, the picture that I was talking about, if you're not already friends with me on Facebook, push the friend button and go to my Facebook page and scroll down a little bit, because I posted it last week, so it'll be down there somewhere. And you'll be able to see that picture of me looking pleasantly plump. I just feel so much better, and that's what I want for you. I want everyone in the world, but especially drivers, because you are who has a special place in my heart because of being in the trucking industry for so long, and my husband being a second generation truck driver, and his dad actually dying on the road 1,000 miles away from his family because of his health situation. So that's a few of the reasons why it's so important to me to reach out to you drivers and help you to get your physical and emotional health in the right direction. So let me go on to the next little thought. Does anybody have any comment on that? So what do you need to spring clean your surroundings? What do you need to take out of your surroundings to get this started? what I did personally was when I figured out the food I did not need to be eating, I got rid of what I already had, and I did not allow it to come back into my house or to my home. And some of you have a physical home in addition to your truck home, and some of you just have your truck as your home. Wherever your home is, this is what I did. I did not allow anything that I wasn't wanting to go in my body to even come into my home. And that really helped, because at my weak points at nighttime, especially once I would get everything situated for the day and start winding down a little bit, that's when I had the munchies. That's when I would have a hard time controlling wanting a bag of chips or a bowl of ice cream or whatever was my usual go-to before I changed. But if it wasn't there, and an apple was, even though I probably shouldn't have been eating anything that time of night, all I had was an apple, or all I had was a handful of nuts, or all I had was something that was healthy and nutritious and in a smaller package. Because we really don't need the quantity of food that we think we need. If we're getting high nutritional value in our foods, we don't need all that extra food, which is extra calories. And it seems impossible sometimes. Sometimes with the frame of mind that we're in, or if we're kind of down about things, it just seems like this could never happen. I can never do this. Some people don't have a hard time with it. I don't have a hard time with the food end of it. What I have a hard time is reminding myself to get up and get busy. Get not busy with work, but like when I'm talking on the phone and I don't need my computer or my pad and paper, and I don't need to be taking notes or remembering or jotting things down. If it's a pretty day outside, I get outside and I walk up and down the driveway. And I know you're not at home and having your driveway, but think of times that you can get physical any possible way. And that's my struggle. My struggle is finding a time to get up, get away from the computer, get away from my paperwork, and still get moving. And just play around with your own struggles and figure out some strategies on what you can do with your situation. If I can do it and others can do it, I know you can do it. So I'm wanting to hopefully instill some encouragement here for those that are feeling kind of down on being able to get their health in the right direction and spring clean all the junk out of their life to help their health improve. And one thing is, there's a word that I like to use that most people use it in a negative way, but it's called premeditate. Most people think of a horrible thing when you hear that word premeditate. And it can be a bad thing. It depends on what you're premeditating on. But I have found over and over and over that premeditating what we do want to do helps so much. I talk with my husband about this all the time because he gets in a habit of stopping at his favorite truck stops because he knows they have his favorite whatever there to eat. And he'll go in there, stop in there and get it, and get back on the road, and when he's finished eating, then he'll realize, I didn't want to eat that. That was just in his habit. And so what I'm telling him all the time is, think about this. Think about your route. Think about where you're going. If your favorite place to stop and get a Bubba Burger or whatever is on that route, and that's not what you want to do, then premeditate what you're going to do. Either premeditate that I'm going to drive right by that truck stop, or if you've got to stop and get fuel, then premeditate, okay, I'm going to stop, I'm going to get fuel, I'm going to go in to use the bathroom, I'm going to walk around, and I'm not going to stop in there and get that Bubba Burger. And I know that sounds funny or silly sometimes, but it really does work. If you plan ahead and think about it and picture yourself walking on by it and not grabbing whatever that certain thing is, M&M's, energy drink, whatever. Just if you're not wanting to do that, and you can apply this to any part of your life, not just the eating, any part of your life you can apply this to. Whatever you're wanting to change within yourself, think about how you want it to be instead of thinking about how you don't want it to be, and focus on what you do want. Put all your energy toward what you do want. Someone just came in. Welcome in.
This is Lynn. I would like to make some comments.
Sure.
Several years ago now, I took myself from a size 21 down to a size 5 with weight training. I used to be into bodybuilding many, many years ago. And one of the things, I had some mantras that I would say, and one of them was fail to plan to fail. And what you're saying kind of goes along with that. Also about the earlier part that we were talking about, if anybody's interested in regards to your health, I've done a lot of reading and research on GMO foods and how they affect your body. And a wonderful author that can that might be a place to start if anyone is interested would be Dr. Josh Axe. Also, I don't know if everyone's aware of this, but yoga is a tremendous form of both meditation and exercise. And there's so much available on YouTube for that. There's also a streaming station called Gaia, G-A-I-A. And it's you get into it slowly, and what the benefits of that are just incredible. And that can be done in a small space. So,
amen, sister. Yoga studio is free as well.
Yoga studio, okay.
Yoga studio, is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am. It's a free app that you can download and get all kinds of different poses and calisthenics of poses. It's also very cardiovascular. I did some videos last year with small spaces videos and also in the shower area with yoga and whatnot. So, yes, I'm on that team. Change
thank
is necessary.
You. I love that.
Sure.
Yes, thank you. Did you have anything else to add, Lynn?
No, I think that was it. There's a lot to the GMO foods and how they, I don't know if you know this, but corn syrup is horrendous, and it's in about 80% of the foods that are stocked on the shelf. So that's another thing. And glyphosate, which is a pesticide that's used. So a lot of our food choices are incredibly unhealthy simply because of the contents in them. And to look for organics, which I'm sure, I'm just at the point of getting my CDL. I'm very new into this. And I can only imagine, what I will be, challenged with. But I have considered, just like what you said, premeditation, just planning, making sure that I plan because, I have yet to experience a life, but I do. I'm really good at that part, thinking things out. What will I run into? What should I be concerned about? How will this affect me? What can I do? As far as, eating healthy foods, it's got to be very challenging. That's it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And let me say, I completely agree. I'm very happy with all the information I've read about Dr. Axe. I read up on his stuff sometimes. I completely agree with GMO. As a matter of fact, I've got tons of information about the effects of GMO in my book, in the book I have written. I talk a lot about that because the genetically modified products are hurting us in so many different directions. And that would be a wonderful thing to spring clean out of your eating habits if you're eating it. And if you're eating anything processed, you are eating GMO foods. And they just rip your gut to shreds. They're very harmful on the health of your gut. And in our gut.
Gut lining.
They put
perforations in our gut. They put perforations in our gut lining. And they're in,
yes.
I mean, I watched a tremendous show actually on Gaia, but it was regarding what crops are typically GMOs. And you have to almost look the ingredients, and they have to be organic or not, because beet sugar, which is what the beet something or other is what they put in sugars. So anything that has sugar in it, that's going to be a GMO, you know, unless it's mm-hmm. organic. I mean, it's right. just, it's, you guys start getting into this and you realize that really the only way you can truly ensure that you're getting what is not toxic in some form is organics. And right. well, then the argument is, well, but that's so much more expensive. But you know what? When you're eating quality nutrition dense food, you find that you waste a lot of money on junk. It's actually right. not more expensive to eat that way, but it seems like right. it.
Well, you need less food because you yeah. don't feel as hungry, cool. which is, it was amazing to me when I learned this. I learned it because it was that way before I realized that I wasn't as hungry when I ate higher nutrient foods. Well, then I learned why, but it really is. Once you get used to eating the high nutrient foods, your body isn't saying, mayday, mayday, I need more food, because one of the reasons it's saying, give me more food, is because you keep putting food into it that has no nutritional value whatsoever, because it's so processed to death that your body's getting the carbohydrates and man-made chemicals and bulk, not even fiber, just bulk, and you're not getting any nutrition with it. So I completely agree with that. And I love yoga, and that's something that I need to implement in my life even more, because I already told you my struggles with getting up and getting moving. And so I agree with everything. Thank you so much for your input. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. One last thing, too. I don't know if anyone's familiar with kettlebells, but I used to train with free weights, and then I did some studying on kettlebells. And you can do a lot in small space with kettlebells. So that's a form of resistance training that can be very helpful. And again,
well, that's great. It sounds like a lot of people can. If you're on Facebook, I hope you post some of these great ideas.
I'm sorry, I don't do Facebook. I'm a big Instagrammer, but I just don't care for
okay,
Facebook.
Instagram, whatever kind of social media. I hope you post your good ideas, because sharing these ideas with other people is so helpful, because sometimes they may feel like they're struggling, or there's not another option or whatever, and then they get to see these other options and it helps them out. So I encourage you to share your good ideas.
Thank you. I will.
Anybody else? Okay, let me see where I was. When I was talking about the premeditation is essentially just using your imagination. And when we were children, we did that. But somehow when we came into the adult world, we kind of forgot that we have that imagination up there that still can work. And that's what it is, using our imaginations to think through how we want it to be, instead of just going with it right then and not actually thinking what's best for us. So just remember that imagination is still there, even though maybe it's been hiding for a while. You can use it. And rewards. One of the things that I like to do is reward myself, but usually when we think of rewarding ourselves for passing by that Bubba burger or passing by the pack of M&Ms or whatever is our weakness, we think of rewarding ourselves with a food treat. But there are so many other ways to reward ourselves for doing good. And I don't know if guys do this or not, but I can vouch for girls for sure. One way I feel like I'm rewarding myself is if I've got some kind of accomplishment, I call up a girlfriend and just tell her what a wonderful thing I just did and how proud I am that I finally conquered whatever it is. And that's okay. I don't think it's okay to just go overboard on the bragging of ourselves, but when we have a good girlfriend that we can call up and share with, and they're encouraging and they're wanting the best for us, and sometimes that is more than enough of a reward to give ourselves for making a goal. And speaking of the Mats to Gets program that I talked about earlier, that's one of the reasons why the Mats to Gets program was started, is to have people of the same direction, wanting to lose weight, wanting to get healthy, being at the same place on a social media site, being able to encourage each other, being able to say, yay, I lost 5 pounds, and then having everybody comment, all right, way to go, awesome, keep up the good work, or whatever. Or maybe if you weighed yourself this week and you gained a pound, if you're posting that out there to all those people to see, it's really awesome to have people encouraging you to keep on, don't stop. And also, if you're posting it, you're like, wow, I just told everybody I gained a pound, I better step it up. I better do better this week. So whether it's just calling a girlfriend or a guy friend, or getting in a group, some kind of group on social media that's helping in that direction, that is an awesome way to reward yourself. That's not a munchy reward, not a reward to kind of go in the opposite direction of what you're trying to do. Does anybody else have any ideas about what they do for themselves as a reward to help them keep on going? Well, I'm encouraging you, since no one spoke up, find some rewards that are not food-related to help yourself feel good about yourself. You need to feel good about yourself. If you just accomplish something, that's awesome. Shoot me a message on social media and tell me, hey, I did whatever, and I'll shoot you a cheerleader message right back. I'll be glad to do that if you didn't have somebody else out there to do that with.
I would like to say I really like your example of reward, because it not only did it not involve food, but it did involve money.
Yeah.
I mean, not that money rewards are bad, you know, but I would think of in my own mind, like, oh, I buy myself a new purse or something. But it's good to come up with ideas of rewards that, you know, don't involve things that we tend to have to have better control of, and so I liked your example. Thank you.
Thanks. So why does it seem so hard sometimes? Why do we feel like, I'm never going to do this, I'm never going to be able to break through, I'm never going to lose weight, I'm never going to get off these medications, whatever it is? Our subconscious mind, we've got two parts of our mind, conscious and subconscious, and that subconscious mind is the part that's like a tape recorder. And all these things that we've done in our life, all the things we've been exposed to, our old way of thinking, when certain things happen, it brings it right back to our mind. And so if we can realize that maybe all that stuff in our old way of thinking, in our old tape recorder, isn't exactly what we're wanting. And if we can remember that and strengthen our conscious mind to step up to the plate and say, yeah, I used to think that I had to get an M&M every time I stop in the truck stop, but I know that's not what I need. I know that's not what I want to do, and I know that's not helping me reach my goal, and I'm not going to do that. And so that old tape recorder is going to pull real hard. It's going to kick and scream and pitch a fit, but the more you exercise the other part of your mind to overcome that tape recorder telling you how it thinks it ought to be, kind of like when we would watch Looney Tunes way back when, and they would have the little angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other shoulder, and the angel's telling us to do what we really should do, and the devil saying, you don't have to do that. One more pack of M&Ms isn't going to hurt anything. And let that part that's logically thinking win. Don't let that old tape recorder with all that other stuff that you don't want. Don't let it win. And if you know that there's this inner battle going on, you already know it's there. Everybody's felt it. Every one of us has felt that inner battle. But if you kind of understand it better and think of it like that and know that it's not giving, it's not doing our highest good. It's if it's telling us that it's all right to eat one more pack of M&Ms and we know that's not what we need, then we can just flick it off our shoulder, whatever thing that you can do in your mind to get it gone and say, no, that's not it. That's not what I want. This is what I want. I want to go toward help. I want to do whatever it is to help me to be healthy. And we can think of that with anything. And I just keep on picking on food here, but or eating and health. But say you've got a problem with anger or depression or I can't think of another one off the top of my head, but we'll just talk about anger and depression. If certain things happen, if somebody cuts you off in traffic and usually it starts blowing up your head, your face gets red, steam starts coming out your ears, and you know that's not healthy, it's not physically healthy, it's not emotionally healthy, but that's the way you've always done it, then you can realize that and say, I am not going to do that anymore. Sure, they cut me off. Who knows why? They could be rude. They could be heading to the hospital because their child is in the emergency room. Their mama could have just died. Who knows? Whatever the reason is, it doesn't matter what the reason is. They did it. It's over. We're all safe. And if I get mad, it's not hurting them. It's hurting me. And you don't want to hurt yourself because that's putting your body into a fight or flight mode. And when you're in that fight or flight mode, it shuts everything down. Your food stops digesting. If you've got a sinus infection, your body stops working on trying to get that sinus infection gone. If you've got any kind of health issues, that fight or flight mode stops it. And it takes care of whatever that anger is. And then it'll start back into your health and healing. And so that's so very important to keep yourself out of that fight or flight mode, not only physically, but how much better you feel emotionally when you aren't getting angry, when you aren't going into depression, when you aren't letting anything that bothers you bother you in whatever direction you want to go with that, whatever's your personal situation. Let's see. I'm scanning because I have a little direction here and I'm scanning where I was. So you've heard me repeat a couple of things at the beginning, repeating something over and over again and maybe going over it in your mind to help you. And that's the key. So I want to give you another statement to think about. Repeat what you do want in your life and spring clean out what you don't. So anything that comes along in life, whether it's emotional or physical, kick it out and then keep repeating over and over again what you do want. These are the things that you do want that you've chosen to keep in your life, to put in your life, to implement. They're going to push you toward the way you want to go. Think of where your goal is. And think of whatever you need to do to hit that goal. And if whatever you're doing in life is not helping you to get to that goal, kick it out. Just kick out those old feelings, the old thoughts, the old foods, the old whatever, and work toward that goal. A few tricks is to educate yourself. And Lynn was talking about she's read all these books and watched this movie and all that. That's what I'm talking about. Get books. If you're a reader, get books and books and books. I know a great book called Gut Instinct. get books on whatever is your topic of interest that's putting you in the right direction. Self-help books with your eating or your health or gut health or emotional health. My book, Gut Health, does cover the physical and emotional aspects of getting healthy. Of course, it's got a lot of good recipes in there in the back to get you started too. But whatever direction you're wanting to go in, get find information. If you're if you don't enjoy reading, if that's not your thing, and you YouTube is like, what can you not find on YouTube? And it's free. So look up whatever it is on YouTube. If you want to learn yoga, or if you want to learn about genetically modified foods, or if you want to learn about gut health, or if you want to learn about how to help with your anger, whatever it is, I bet you can find something on YouTube that even if you're driving down the road, put it on, turn it up, and listen to it. You don't have to watch it. Just always put keep good things going in your mind, coming in your ears, coming in your eyes, whatever way you can get information coming in that's helping you to go in the direction that you want to be in. I don't know how guys feel about this, but I know girls, we were hard on ourselves. And as far as how we look, like, my face is too round, my face is too square, my hair is too straight, my hair is too curly, my hair is too dark, my hair is too light. I don't know if guys go through this. I don't think so. Any guys I've been around usually don't have that struggle like we do. I'm sure maybe theirs is in a different way. But yourself, if you're not happy with your weight and there's a real reason for that, then you can do something about it. But if you're not happy because you look like Aunt Jane, or you or your nose looks like great-great-grandpa Jones or whatever, that's something you're not going to be able to do about it, anything about, and be happy with it. Accept it. That's who you are. I could nitpick myself to death, but if I could change it, then I wouldn't be who I am. And who I am is okay. It's okay to be who I am. It's okay to be who you are. So sometimes we have critical thoughts that we need to spring clean out of our life and just kick them out. And when you have these critical thoughts, if you think your hair is too curly or your hair is too whatever, say, I have beautiful hair. It's beautiful. Or if you think my face is too square, my face is beautiful. Do the opposite. If you're finding yourself saying these negative things to yourself, think about what is exactly the opposite of what you've just said. And say that over and over. Say it in your mind. Say it quietly. If you're in a truck, nobody can hear you. Say it out loud. Sometimes it feels really good to say it out loud. And if you do say it out loud, sometimes you might feel it's difficult. You might feel that it's difficult to say, hey, I'm beautiful. And if it is difficult, that's not okay, because you need to feel that you're beautiful or handsome, Tom, because we are. We're fine just the way we are. And I want to encourage you to feel good about who you are. And I talked about, we're getting close to the time now. Time is flying because I've had some really good input, and I thank you for that. And I did say that we would talk about getting the stuff out of our life, like physical stuff, like clutter, too much stuff in our truck, too much stuff in our homes, like those 15-year-old shoes that you never wear. And that reminds me, on my birthday, years and years and years ago, my boss, people would say, oh, how old are you? And I would say, oh, I'm 21 or whatever. And my boss would say, I've got shoes older than that. And I would laugh and I would think, yeah, right. Like nobody has shoes older than that. And now I can look in my closet and I can say, I've got shoes older than that. But what kind of stuff can we get rid of? Because it's amazing. Clear out our surroundings, like paperwork that's there just because we haven't thrown it away. I mean, it's not of use to us anymore, but for whatever reason, we're just keeping it. Or the pair of shoes that you never wear, or you fill in the blank, whatever you're keeping. A lot of times that physical clutter that we're keeping is kind of an outward look of our inward self. And if we can start getting rid of the things that we don't need, not only does it give us some more space to feel open, but it may be getting rid of it in more ways than just physically getting rid of it. It may be helping us to declutter our mind. And that I've watched a few different things on how decluttering your area actually can help you declutter your mind. And does anybody have any comments about decluttering their area? Have you ever done that? Has that ever helped you? Well, every time I go ahead.
This is Lynn again. I feel silly because I'm always commenting. I'm building a tiny house on wheels, so I've got a flatbed trailer, and I'm in the process of that. But a big thing for those who want to move into tiny houses is getting rid of your stuff.
oh, yeah.
I actually collect it. It's amazing what you do not need. And there's a lot of good material out there as far as books or videos. I actually ended up taking a course as part of a gift set for someone wanting to build a tiny house. And it was very helpful as far as going through the steps of just going through your room, going how to process, you know, getting stuff put up on Craigslist or, you know, eBay, whatever you want to do. And it's very cathartic. It's a very good feeling to get rid of these things. In the beginning, it was difficult, but I really wanted change in my life. So I was highly motivated, and the outcome has been very good. I ended up selling enough stuff to buy my trailer. So that was a neat experience. But, yes, it's and there was something else I wanted to say when I was hearing you talk, something about I can't think of it. I'm sorry. That's it.
That's okay. If it pops in, just let me know.
Hey, Carolyn, I just wanted to. Oh,
go ahead,
Lori.
No, this is Lori, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for getting on the call and giving everybody such great information. The spring cleaning—that's a wonderful idea. It's just incredible. Like we spring clean our trucks, summarize them, and whatnot, it just goes hand in hand, and that's impressive. And I'm here too. If you guys need some help or support or whatever, because we're here for each other, and that's the main most important thing is that we have a place to go where we can share with one another and get some feedback, if not a good swift kick in the bottom about what we need to do for ourselves to help ourselves. and I know it's not easy to change. Change is not always the easiest thing, but it's one thing at a time, one step at a time. Mm-hmm. And like those good suggestions that you've made about eliminating things out of your life, gradual change is good change. 5 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, walking around the truck instead of grabbing something out of the truck stop, going to Walmart, you know, or somewhere healthy. To get something is a lot better. Those are the things that I had to change step at a time. God bless you, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Did you have something else to say, Lynn?
No. I appreciate Lori's input. Thank you.
Well, with this information, go ahead.
This is Sandy. The one thing that I have noticed, and this is probably ridiculous, but like you said, to get rid of clutter, when I start to clean my house, I have to start in the kitchen because if my kitchen is a mess, everything is total chaos. I don't know why. That's just how it is. But that's what I've learned through the years that, you know, if the kitchen's a mess, I'm just done.
I can relate.
So keep that kitchen clean.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I hope this information can touch you in some way to help you move forward in your life. Because my intent is for the highest good of everyone out there. And I hope it has helped you. And I want you to give it all that you've got and know that it may feel sometimes like you don't have support, but there are so many people out there that do care and would support you if they knew. So don't hesitate to reach out to other people and ask for support when you need it, because more than likely they've been there, or maybe they're there right now. And by helping each other, talking to each other, you can support each other. So I think we're at the end of our time. Thank you so much for, like I said, commenting. I always love it when people have input. I want to thank you for that. And if everything goes as planned, we'll be back here on this call next month, the next Wednesday, first Wednesday of the month, which will be June. And I can't believe it's already going to be June next month. But I'm looking forward to it again. And feel free to reach out if you need anything.
Can I get your website and book name one more time?
Yes, my website is lifecoachservice.net. And the name of my book is Gut Instinct. On my website, there's all kinds of information about who I am, what I do. And anytime you see a picture of the book, you can just click on it, and it takes you right where to buy it. And by the way, if anybody, I know I already said this, but I want to remind you, if anybody's going to be going through Memphis next Thursday, May the 11th, I'm going to be there from 10 to 2. Stop in and see me. I would love to meet you if I haven't already met you. If I've already met you, well, I'll give you a hug whether I've met you or not, but I'll give you a big old hug from not seeing you in a while. But I would love to meet you. And that's why I'm going to be there, to meet some truck drivers, to talk to them about helping them go in the right direction with their physical and emotional health, and sign some books and have a great time. So if anybody's going through there in that time frame, I hope I get to see you.
Well, Carol, all right. We hope to get to see you too, and we thank you for being with us. Sandy, I believe that's the end of the call. Would you please stop the recording?
Yes, ma'am.